This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Seven after the hour.
This is the DJB program. Doug, Jen, Victoria, Jay, you, all of us. Let's have a round of applause for all of us, shall we? Why not? We might as well pat ourselves on the back. Here, we're doing it. We're living the dream, as they say, giving you something great to talk about among your friends and relatives today, leading in the marketplace of ideas. That's pretty big, huh? I'm sticking my chest out. Ah, there it is. Okay. Something great to talk about. So, what is there? There are good things and there are bad things. Every day, there are good things. So, I guess that this story about COVID or where we are with COVID deserves some attention. There is need for preparation but not panic because the rise of COVID-19 cases in Europe is something that we have noted. It's the BA2 variant. Dr. Ken Kronhaus and I talked about that here last week and on the DJB Health Show, which aired over the weekend. Don't get really worked up about this. There are a lot of cases in Europe, as noted. Mostly
Hong Kong seems to be the worst.
Yeah,
I think it was another 200 deaths, and the hospitals are overwhelmed, and they've had 20,000 some cases a day. It's so bizarre that it's hitting Hong Kong again. You know, I mean, we've all been hit by it, but Hong Kong did get hit hard the first time around, so it's kind of odd that it's getting hit this hard. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Maybe there's more to it.
Well, there's so much there has been through the whole 2 years of this. This week is the anniversary of the second year. It was 2 years ago this week that all hell broke loose, and we know where it's gone from there. Lots of discussion politically. Do I take this? Do I not take it? It's Trump's drug. It's not Trump's. I mean, it got to the point of being ridiculous. It really did.
Now, well, that's what happens when you get your medical advice from Twitter. And yeah. A lot of people are seeing people posting stuff on, you know, on social media, and they go, oh, well, that's what I should do. And then they're listening to podcasts. It's not just Joe Rogan, but it's plenty of podcasts who are not hosted by medical doctors. And people are just getting their advice from horrible sources that are just not reliable.
I think the CDC has been a horrible source.
The CDC was all over the map.
And Twitter. It's yeah. The CDC, Dr. Fauci, look at what President Biden and Vice President Harris told us. I'm not getting a vaccine if it's Trump's vaccine. I'm not going to do that. I mean, come on. And then they're out there pushing the vaccine. What do people believe? It's difficult. And the fact that they vilified ivermectin in the way that they did, making it seem like it was going to kill you when, you know, look, it may not work for everybody, but there's certainly been enough people who've said that they've taken ivermectin and had a good result that at least it's something you could try.
There's actually the new study that shows that ivermectin has no effect on COVID-19.
By itself, yes.
With
the other drugs.
But that's part of the problem is when everyone takes a cocktail and no one knows ivermectin.
But Victoria, this is the kind of
stuff. But this is the problem, though. I know people who went out and got prescriptions for ivermectin. They didn't even have COVID. We have family members who were taking it because Trump was taking it. I mean, it's crazy.
But the other side
of
it is, this study does not take into account, at least from what I can see, the combination of impacts from various things that were put together. I don't know anybody who, with any credibility, who ever said ivermectin by itself would fight against COVID, but it was a combination of things with, now it escapes me what it was, but it's a commonly used drug that if taken in the right...
taking a whole cocktail. Wasn't just
here's
one
the
of
them.
What was the other one?
It was hydroxychloroquine. But here's the kicker. And believe me, I know this from my own personal experience. You cannot go get ivermectin at a pharmacy. and they look at you like you, like when you tried to get it, even with the doctor's prescription, they look at you like you're a murderer. It is easier to get opioids, which kills people every single day, than it is to get ivermectin, which has been legally prescribed in this country since, what, the 70s, maybe even before then? Yeah. I mean, people take it to go to foreign countries because of malaria.
For parasites,
Right, people were acting like this was some sort of drug that was going to kill people. And I really feel, and my doctor included in this, they did people wrong by not allowing people who were sick to try every resource that we had because it became political and people were getting shamed for even saying ivermectin. I mean, it's so ridiculous that we allowed medicine and science to get so political.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I mean, we know a lot of medical doctors who are fighting COVID in hospitals, and there's not a single one of them that said ivermectin, which they've prescribed for, you know, I have friends who've taken ivermectin, and they go down to Nicaragua surfing, and they get parasites. You need to take ivermectin to get rid of it from your intestines. There's nothing wrong with ivermectin, but this whole thing about it trying, it apparently, you know, helping to cure a respiratory virus, it's ludicrous. It doesn't work.
Well,
it just doesn't work.
It, get it, but it doesn't
hurt
either.
I've seen people who recovered pretty well with this cocktail of drugs. Yeah, so
well, the other side of the cocktail probably helped.
People in my own life, that have seen major improvements with the cocktail. And basically, the cocktail is an ivermectin. It's an antibiotic together in tandem seems to have an impact on people.
I've taken it for internal
not for COVID.
Not for COVID. I didn't take anything for COVID except a shot. That was it. The science world is talking about the Earth's poles because we're now into springtime. Hello. The poles show significant jumps in temperatures over the last 7 years. Antarctica had hit 70 degrees above average. Arctic Circle, 50 degrees above average. And there was one, you know, time when it, but the point is that the temperatures are spiking more and having sort of a different impact. 40 degrees warmer than they have been. I'm looking for the when this measurement took place. But according to some of this stuff has happened just in the last year or two in terms of the spikes going up and then coming back down again. But there were days when it was way warmer, you know, 50 degrees warmer than average in the North Pole one or two days. So that's really one of the melting points. You talk about where the melting is taking place. It's pretty stunning, actually, when you look around at some of the numbers. I didn't, you know, they don't, it isn't like every day. Normally, at this time of year in Antarctica, it's 45 below zero, normally. And it's been close to zero or above zero. That's not going to melt anything, but it still shows that there's a difference. And the same thing on the Arctic end as well. Antarctica is the south and Arctic is the north. And they both have seen the Antarctic, was 8 degrees warmer last week than the baseline temperature that has over the last 25 years. This is according to a read by the University of Maine's climate realizer and the National Oceanographic, and I never pronounce it, NOAA. National Oceanic Atmospheric Administration. So there's an 8 degree, it was 8 degrees warmer last Friday, and 6 degrees warmer up on the Arctic Circle. So, by the way, the whole globe this year at this time is averaging about 1 degree warmer than it did back in 1979. So that's a comparison. So the poles are seeing, and I think they always, the Antarctic always has some summer sea ice that you know, but look at 700,000 square miles of ice have melted. That's not, there's
well, and
cool
if you think
about
that. Right, and if you think, you know, the animals, not just, you know, the people who are, you know, affected in, like, in Alaska, they've had a lot of issues with, you know, the weather being so erratic and parts of way northern Canada and things like that. But when you look at the animals, that's 700,000 fewer places to live.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's 700,000 square feet that's missing now from their habitat. It's, you know, everybody, no one likes to see the sad polar bears. Well, we're going to see polar bears with nowhere to go. They're going to drown. I mean, it's just, it's horrible. And the fish population is way down because we've overfished, and fish aren't they're not reproducing the way that they used to because of the plastics and all the pollution in the water. It's just the whole thing. It just feels like we're
killing
the
planet. Well, there's a lot of now, the cultural end of that, Victoria, is that there's a lot of fish farming going on, and the fish that come out of the farms, a lot of it in Vietnam, the stuff that gets used in the McDonald's fish sandwich comes from fish farms in Vietnam, Cambodia, you know, places like that. They grow them cheap. And apparently, according to McDonald's, they're square fish.
Wendy's, I think, has square fish, too, right?
Oh, do they have it? Yeah, okay.
I think so.
Mm-hmm. NASA.
That farm-raised stuff is it's so bad for you.
Yeah. Space launch system rolling to Cape Canaveral, a launch pad, the final test before this moon mission that we've been talking about. It's supposed to return this. They're testing this new system once before they use it to return Americans to the moon. So that's been going on over the weekend as well. So there's a trial today in Alabama. This is from the bad news department. An Alabama liquor store liquor.
Very Boston, very Bostonian. Right. Yeah.
A liquor store owner. Suing the police in his hometown, Decatur, Alabama. What happened, there was a police officer respond to a robbery call at his store. He came in, and the first thing he did was punch this guy who owned the store in the face, because he didn't know this was the owner. He thought he was the robber. So this took place in March of 2020. According to the local news, Kevin Penn is the man's name. He has started a suit against the city of Decatur and the police officer in a federal court. It alleges that the incident was an example of systemic racism. It'd be interesting to see how that falls, what happens with that one. You know, look at these things and just wonder how it is at this day and at this point. The Equalizer last Sunday night, that was the theme, a black police officer getting pulled over by two white police officers, and his life changed in the moment because of that. That was the theme of the show. So there's recognition, but I don't think there's as much change as there ought to be, perhaps. Maybe I'm right, maybe I'm wrong. What I do know, though, is it's 18 after the hour.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your doctor to ask, Could I have EPI?
Sponsored by AbbVie.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need, indoor or outdoor, repair or redesign, and we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's Angie.com to get started.
I need four more of the biscuit panitas, two burnt end platters,
The kitchen at Kai's Barbecue is firing on all cylinders.
Greg, help me bring this to the pickup counter.
He needs food runners who can hit the ground quickly.
86 on the chicken and we're short staffed. Let's pick it up.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
All right, it's 23 after the hour now, social media time, trending time. Following us on Twitter and Instagram, are you at DJV Show? That's cool. Facebook.com/DJV, say it again, Doug, DJV Show. And all of us at Doug Steffen, at Jennifer Horn, at On Air Victoria, at Jay Kirshner. You can follow us all there and give us your thoughts about J-Lo and Ben moving in. Well, they've been kind of moving in for a year now, right? Moving into some. How many homes does Affleck have now? How many homes does Jennifer Lopez have? Is there a count someplace, Jay?
Oh, I'm sure there's a count somewhere. I don't have that information in front of me, but I would think that they have a couple places, but
well,
there's
we know
going
that
to be one together.
We have a big one together, but we know that J-Lo has a place in Miami where Mark Anthony, her kid's father, lives. Mm-hmm. And then Ben has a place in, is it Montana?
Ranch,
right? Doesn't he have a place
Montana.
Out in, right? He's
there's
got a place out there. Yeah.
Yes,
so
he and Matt Damon, Matt has one out there, too.
Mm. I feel like a lot of people have a place either in Montana or Wyoming.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a good place to get away from it all, for sure.
Yeah.
All right,
yeah,
so what
you can
are they
add
buying?
A nice ritzy Bel Air location to their mm-hmm. home bases. J-Lo and Ben put down, they're in escrow with this really insanely expensive estate. It's $50 million. But then again, their combined fortune's probably like, oh, that's a deal.
Yeah. 10 bedrooms, 17 bathrooms. It's like lifestyles of the rich and famous. I noticed on Extra this weekend, I don't know why the heck I was watching it. I turned the television set on when I came in, and there was the Hollywood Mansion thing with all of the various places that are for sale there. There's a place that John Legend had with his wife. Where they bought for $14 million, they're selling for $18 million to move into a place that costs $24 million. All these numbers, like, okay.
Just,
there
I know, they just become
zero.
Like, yep. Like play numbers,
zeros.
Right?
Uh-huh.
It's just like Monopoly.
Right. Yep. Wasn't there an MTV show where you could go inside famous people's homes, they would give you, like, a
Cribs.
Tour? Cribs, that's what it was.
That's back
it's
now.
It's back. Yeah. Oh, is it?
Yeah. All right, so what else do we know about? The house is listed for $65 million. So they took a lesser, they were going to So you're
yeah, so
you
got about $10 million
off.
Yeah, multiple kitchens. Obviously, there's going to be a pool here, and they needed a lot of space because both of their kids are going to be living there as well.
Where do they go to school, their children? In private school, there are three good.
They go to the school that your daughter used to teach at.
Yeah. Okay. Campbell Hall.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I don't think.
That's what. Yeah.
Anyway. yeah.
The name of the school.
I think J-Lo's son goes somewhere else.
What's it, Harvard, Westlake, Jennifer,
Harvard,
not the other one?
Westlake's a big one. Yeah. That's a big Catholic school.
Mm-hmm. And then there's one other one. Crossroads is the third one. That's over on Olympic. Yeah. Okay. So those are the three. Well, I'm sure that maybe they've got them. It depends. Campbell Hall was for more the moderate star level, like Alex Trebek. Dakota his daughter, I think, was a student of Megan's. Dakota Fanning was a student of Megan's for 2 years. And, you know, that's it's kind of the mid-level stars to send their kids there. At any rate, so good. Or maybe it's the mid-level intelligentsia. The really smart ones go to Harvard Westlake. I know that. And I don't know who goes to Crossroads. But isn't it funny how in places like that, like in New York, you can name there's Dalton, there's Brearley. Isn't there another one?
There's a million. Oh, there are a million. Yeah.
Yeah. And then in Boston, you know, you can find them most any place where there are those who don't want to send their children to public school and can afford to go to some of these very expensive places that are pretty much known across the board. And so, okay, so at least it takes people out of the public system, but yet you're still paying for it. That's always something that I've objected to, but who am I?
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
Discover the all-new 2022 Subaru Forester Wilderness, the second member of the Subaru Wilderness family. Featuring 9.2 inches of ground clearance, standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, and all-terrain tires for increased off-road capability, plus a design that's bold and protective at the same time. The Forester Wilderness unlocks a whole new level of adventure. Discover more at Subaru.com/wilderness.
Why should you trust Brembo Brakes? Because 60 years of racing, testing, braking, and bettering. Because dogs in the road, indecisive squirrels, and that kid chasing the lost ball. Because tiny humans in the back seat and blind turns in front of you. Because every car should be equipped with the same kind of performance, safety, and comfort that manufacturers and professional drivers trust every day. Visit buybrembo.com and learn more about the most trusted brakes in braking.
Our most vulnerable veterans are isolated at hospitals. And during their greatest time of need, their loved ones can have little or no contact with them. Imagine having to shelter in place forever. Learn how you can help at healvets.org. Help Heal Veterans, with the support of citizens like you, is making things better together. Learn more at healvets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden is sounding the alarm and warned of Russian cyber attacks against the United States, what he called new intelligence concerning Putin's regime.
As I said, the magnitude of Russia's cyber capacity is fairly consequential, and it's coming. The federal government is doing its part to get ready. But under U.S. law, as you all remember, the private sector, all of you, largely decides the protections that you will or will not take.
Severe weather is threatening more than 50 million Americans. More than a dozen states from the southern plains to the southeastern coast are facing some type of severe weather risk for the next couple of days. A tornado outbreak has already slammed Texas and parts of Oklahoma Monday. The greatest threat of tornadoes will be a triangle pattern from Houston, Texas, to Memphis, Tennessee, to Tallahassee, Florida, and includes Atlanta and New Orleans. Thanks for listening. We appreciate it. We are USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
With American energy prices going through the roof, the blame game is being played in Washington. President Biden.
Public saying it's Biden's gas pipeline. Biden said he's going to stop the Keystone pipeline, and I did. And that's the reason prices went up. Folks, let's get something straight here. The Keystone pipeline was 2 years away and had been 2% finished. Give me a break.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, the Republican from Kentucky.
The Biden administration wants to claim that a full year's worth of price hikes were all caused by a war Putin started 3 weeks ago. First, the Biden administration rolls out a direct attack on American energy. Then working families feel the pinch. And the Democrats try to deflect the blame. Take the Keystone XL pipeline. President Biden made canceling it a day one priority. Quote, no ability for the oil industry to continue to drill, period. It ends. That's President Biden.
A proposal introduced in the California State Assembly would allow parents in the state to sue social media companies that knew or should have known that their products were addictive to children. Democrat Buffy Wicks and Republican Jordan Cunningham are the co-sponsors. They say it's time to strengthen our privacy protections, ban targeting advertising to children, demand tech companies stop collecting personal data on children. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
American Family Farmer Podcast.
Matt Carrasco from the Farmer's Footprint.
Everyone's starting to talk about regenerative ag. They're starting to talk about nutrient density. They're starting to talk about restoring the carbon cycle. I think this is something that consumers are ultimately going to expect and require. And I think that's going to be advantageous for the farmer who's going to ultimately shift their practices and methods to meet what the consumer demands.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Keeping you focused on what's happening. It's the DJV program. Hi, I'm Doug. There's Jennifer over there. Victoria. And Jay. Hi.
Hi.
Everybody's all lined up, ready to go. I see Hillary Clinton is speaking out on the arrest of Brittany Griner. I always pronounce
Griner.
It wrong. Griner. Right, because she's still behind bars right over in Russia.
Do we even know? I don't know.
Whether she's even alive or not?
I don't know that we've gotten proof of life, and I don't know.
Oh, they're going to keep her alive for a little while at least. She's a pawn for them.
Mm-hmm. How would she be used, Jennifer? And why is Hillary Clinton speaking about it, I guess, is the question.
Well, I'm glad. I'm not a huge fan of Hillary Clinton, but I'm glad someone's talking about her. I haven't heard much from the State Department or from other places talking about Brittany Griner. I think maybe more the sports world is. But she's for those people who don't know, she's a WNBA star who got picked up in Russia. Now, she could be incredibly stupid. They said that she was picked up with a vape pen that had cannabis in it, and if you hear knocking around in the background, it's my office cat.
A cat, yes.
Her office cat. Mm-hmm. It's like, I feel like that cat is going to turn into Toonses. He's going to drive you to work. She's going to drive you to work. Like, you're going to have full-on
Currently, Toonses. Currently, she's standing on the back of the couch playing with the blinds, so that's what that noise is. In any case, so that's why they... Now, if she went into the country with that, she's stupid, but at the same time, Russia could have planted on her. We don't know. She's high profile. She's obviously very noticeable. She's like a 6 foot eight tall, 6 foot nine tall woman. Yeah, I know. It's very distracting. So I'll let Victoria tell you the rest because she knows the rest of the story. Will I go shout at the cat?
Well, yeah, I mean, I don't know any new updates. I don't think there really are many updates
at
all.
It's just interesting that Hillary was on it.
Yeah, well, Jake Sullivan has talked about it. Certainly, I think Jen Psaki was asked about it, and she referred whoever the questioner was to the State Department because they're the ones who, you know, deal with things like that. So, yeah, I mean, everyone's aware of it, but I also feel like this is another example of what might be happening behind the scenes that the public doesn't know about yet. You know, hostage negotiations are usually not done, like, on the evening news.
Yeah, right.
So, yeah, I think it could be some of that, too.
All right, so the administration, let's talk about people and places and things. The Afghans who are here in the U.S. who were victims of the Afghanistani war will be able to stay here for another 18 months. What is that? What does that mean? They're going to stay here. I didn't know. I guess we all
means they won't be deported, right? Yeah. They won't be deported for 18 months, and they are allowed to work.
If they deport them, they're going to go back to Afghanistan?
Who knows where they would go?
Right.
Then you create a bigger humanitarian crisis.
Yeah.
And so they have host families, and they have temporary work visas so they can actually work and make money. And, you know, I mean, it's contribute to sales tax and things like that.
Yeah.
But I don't think it's a bad plan. I think, we have a work shortage right now, a worker shortage. So why not?
Here are the results of the latest census. For those of you who are wondering how you counted, let's see here. Apparently, we didn't do a very good job. Here's the government again, once again, not doing what it gets paid to do. Counting in this circumstance Caucasians, Hispanics, blacks. Apparently, the census missed counting a lot of blacks, a lot of Hispanics, and other minority groups, and overcounted whites and Asians. And that's according to the data that's been released this week by the government. So the census, generally speaking, overcounts whites. One wonders, so what the hell is the value of doing it other than to figure out where money is going to be allotted and districts are going to be?
Right.
And congressional districts, making sure that there's not over or under representation.
But it's a huge problem this year. This census is very problematic.
Well, it was the pandemic. As well. Yeah. I mean, you had people, it used to be that you could send census workers door to door, and there was it was really limited in doing that. And it is a proven fact that different minority groups do not typically respond to the census.
No.
And
don't.
Even
don't
if
trust
people
the government.
Come. Right, yeah. And even if they come to the door, in a lot of scenarios, they don't respond or respond honestly to about who's living in the household and the makeup. So. And that is a distrust of the government. So, it's already a challenge, but it's certainly a challenge when you can't go door to door and look into the house yourself.
Well, and also trying to add the citizen question, that really put off a lot of minorities from being counted.
What question are you talking about?
Trump wanted to add the citizenship question. Are you a citizen? And that went all the way up to the Supreme Court, I believe, and it was ruled that it's not constitutional. The original census was not, I mean, if everyone wants to be a stickler for the Constitution, it does not say that you only count citizens. You count everybody. And so, but they tried
to
add the citizenship question.
Just like who are you?
Right,
identify
but
yourself.
The people
right,
who were against adding that, said
why?
Adding that question, said that it would intimidate even more minorities from wanting to answer. But, Doug, it happened. It happened.
I understand that. But,
but it's not constitutional, so that question was never asked.
We do need to know who's here legally and who isn't. And the count is important. I mean, I know people, I don't really understand the argument against it. It's not taking away services or reallocating anything. It's about learning who's in the country and who's eligible voters, because a lot of times you're drawing congressional districts based on the total population of people, not voters, and that's not right. That screws up people's representation within the system. So that kind of
there's
is the
so
argument.
That's always been
programs.
Done, though. That's how it is. Because if there are people who are undocumented, there are people who are here on visas, we need to know who they are and where they're living, and they deserve representation, too. That's the whole point of why
they're
this started.
They're not a citizen? Why do they deserve representation if they're not a citizen?
If you're here legally, if you're here with working papers, why would your needs not... You're paying taxes. Why would you not deserve that?
Illegal, all the illegals that are still wandering around that aren't
talking about undocumented.
Yeah. There's such a gray area in here, and everybody's got their own little group. I noticed the LGBTQ community wants, and I don't know this is bad. I'm not suggesting it's bad. It's just interesting to note that there are more people identifying as LGBT or Q among Latinos.
This was surprising. Yeah.
Is the case among white and black Americans. Yeah, I do. 7% of American adults identify as LGBTQ. 11% of Latino adults identify. So that's quite a large gap in terms of percentages anyway. 6% black, 6.2% non-Hispanic white adults are LGBTQ. The poll, the results from those who are Gen Z adults, that is the most recent, 1997 to 2012, 21%. Identify as LGBTQ. I think that's amazing. It's just amazing that there are that many people. Have we gone this long without identifying them? Or are there just more now than there were
before? Well, it just means that
typically
one of the things that you can trace to this is that just over 10% of millennials identify as LGBTQ. So the younger the kids are now, there is no like coming out anymore. I mean, in Gen Z, Gen X, not less so with Gen Z, but more so with Gen X and certainly with boomers. That was, I mean, you know this, it was probably incredibly difficult for a lot of people in the boomer generation to come out of the closet and identify as gay or as part of the LGBTQ. Now with Gen Z, there is no coming out anymore. It's just, I am who I am, which is wonderful. So that's why the numbers are much more probably accurate for that generation than the older ones.
I was thinking about people my age and how many people I know who are my age who are gay or who would fit into this classification.
You may not even
who are out. Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
Maybe the age is not out.
Yeah.
Right. That's my point. Yeah.
Yeah. Very interesting. All right. So let's see here. What do we have that separates us that is kind of amusing? And the ability to identify a UFO and how many people, those of us, those in our group, those in our age, those in our bracket, how many people have seen a UFO? Apparently, depending on where you live in America, you're more likely to see, you can see UFO sightings. They've been reported in every state in the country. Okay, we understand that. But there are states like California, one wonders whether they're really seeing them or is that just California? 10 states, right? You know, California has got a lot of cucamongas. So are they seeing, or maybe the people that are flying the UFOs like California
better than... To be honest, a UFO is just an unidentified flying object. So
yeah,
it's not like you're thinking
that
they're
alien. Doesn't mean it's a little green guy.
I have seen one thing in L.A., and I think it's very hard in L.A. to see anything because you don't even get to see the stars most nights because there's just too much light. And in Los Angeles, it's too populated a city to really get a good look at the sky. But I did see something at, like, dusk, and a lot of people saw it, and I don't think an expert explanation was ever offered in Los Angeles, but there was this swoop across the sky that was kind of was seen by many people, and no one really gave an explanation. We also have the guy, the Rocket Man, who people keep seeing.
Oh, I was going to say the jetpack guy, right?
Yeah, that nobody has been able to really explain other than trying to say it was a balloon, but I'm sorry, you've got people on an airplane. What is a balloon doing that high? Pilots would probably know the difference between a person and an airplane, so, you know, I mean, there are things that people have seen, but it doesn't necessarily mean that
California has had 15,000 sightings. Let's see, the Great Lakes states have, that's a good place to be if you want to sight or see some of the stuff. Florida,
Florida came in second. So, but like, that's the thing that's crazy, that California had over 15,000, and then in the second place position was Florida with only 7,500. So something's going on in California where it's like double.
Yeah, that's news to you?
No, I'm just saying, I like California.
I love California, but it's full of lunatics, including most of the nutbirds that run the state.
Well, Jen's cat might be considered part of the lunatics, right?
I'm fully convinced that the aliens are actually running California and probably most offices in the government. So checked for the forked tongues, people.
Mm-hmm.
This is their parking lot.
Speaking of aliens and who's running what, I see that Chris Cuomo has filed a $125 million lawsuit for being fired at CNN inappropriately. Good for him. He'll get about 25 cents out of that. And so what's his end game here? He's not going to get anything out of these guys.
It depends on how his contract was written.
Yeah, exactly.
But these people have no shame is what we've learned.
Yeah, right.
Well, he also threw some other people under the bus, and he said that everybody all the way up to Zucker not only wanted him to interview his brother, I think it was nine times it was, during the pandemic, which was they put a temporary lift on the policy that he was not allowed to participate in stories involving the governor, who was his brother. So, but then they lifted that, and he said that that came as a directive from all the way up at the top, and that they not only, that he and his brother were, I guess, not, they expressed reservations about being interviewed, but apparently the leadership wanted it.
So that's what it's filled with hacks who just want to, I mean, look, he got thrown under the bus, no doubt, but it just shows you how CNN was operating in their so-called news department.
I know, you look at this thing in the suit, it sort of reminds me of the big story from the chutzpah department, or as my Jewish friends say, chutzpah. It's 47, almost 48 after.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need, and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ibarroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money in a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Three past the hour now. Warmly, I welcome to the DJV program the handsome, the fabulous, the intelligent Tom Kreitler, who is the co-host of the fabulous. Yes, it is. Well, I feel that way about you. I think you're a very well-respected guy, highly motivated to do the right thing. And you have a very successful radio program, The Money Pit. You got a very successful podcast, The Money Pit Podcast, very successful newsletter. That's because you have the answers. So let's ask a question from listener Mark, who, this is very interesting. He's renovating an Airstream camper that he has, and he wants to know how to replace the floor. I can imagine if when they build them, when they put plywood on the floor, it's like an airplane. They use plywood on the floor of an airplane. So yeah. Do they use treated, or is it the old stuff that will just rot, and that's why he's got to replace it?
Yeah, that's a good question. And, you know, first of all, I love Airstream trailers. I mean, they're just a classic,
cool-looking
trailer, right?
They are, yeah.
And the people that renovate them, it's like a labor of love for those folks. But in terms of the flooring, so remember with plywood, Doug, that, you know, folks, first of all, they think there's an interior and exterior plywood. That's not necessarily true because it's the glue that makes the difference, and the glue is all exterior glue. Now, if this is going to be exposed to the weather, or in this case, the road, I would go one step further, and I would use pressure-treated plywood, which is a bit hard to find, but it's out there. And in this way, you'd be far less likely to rot from moisture.
Don't you think they should put it in at the factory? Wouldn't that be more expensive? But it would be smarter if they at the factory.
Yeah, I think what's happening here is I think this is an old trailer that he's completely renovating. So he's probably.
Yeah.
I've seen these projects; they strip them down to the frame. Essentially, there's nothing much left than the thin walls of the trailer. When a lot of the renovators get going with these, then they rebuild them from the bottom up.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of fun to see that people are at it. It's one of those spring things, and we have other things. The Money Pit podcast focus on your roof. Spring has started, spring has sprung, and now you wonder what work needs to be done.
Yeah, you know, it is the season of big rainstorms, so we kind of walk you through a self-inspection that you can do from ground level with a camera, with binoculars, and tell you what to look for that could help you spot a roof leak before it happens and make sure that your roof is sturdy for the heavy spring rains to follow.
All right, so there's that. And then there's the allergies. I noticed that most of the medical community is saying that the allergy season is going to start earlier than normal. There are a lot of people that are wondering inside and outside. It's going to be as much as 40 days earlier. I'm actually already beginning to feel congestion. The pollen count, everything started to grow here on my farm. You get the flowers and stuff that are coming out of the ground. So I wonder, what do we do inside and outside to not have that have as much impact on us as it has?
Well, I mean, I think one of the things that you can do is to make sure you have proper air filtration going on inside your house. And, you know, in the years I spent as a professional home inspector, I so often would open up the filter compartment of a furnace, and even in a house that was pretty well kept, that thing would just be totally caked with dirt and dust. And you've got to replace your filters on a regular basis. Now, how regular depends on the quality of the filter. The cheap filters, the fiberglass filters, you have to do once a month. If you have a better quality filter, like a pleated filter, that could go a bit longer. And if you have an electronic air cleaner, now that's the best because they are so efficient. They can handle virus-sized particles, and they need to be serviced about every 6 months or so. So if you do that, if you have good filtration in your house, you won't be, you know, you're still going to carry some of this inside. You're still going to have it when you have the windows open. But when your air conditioning's on, it's going to filter it out. That really helps scrub the air and make you more comfortable.
All right, let me go one step further. I noticed in the newsletter, moneypit.com/newsletter, you have something about the mold in one's home. If it wasn't too bad, could you in the springtime open up all the windows and have the mold dry up in your house? Is that a possibility?
Well, you have to think about what the source of that mold was, Doug. I mean, if you had a damp area or a leak, and even if you dried it out once, if it gets damp again, then certainly it's going to regrow that mold. If you're seeing mold, and it's a small amount of mold, you can spray it with like a 50-50 bleach and water solution and let it sit for a bit, and that will kill the active mold spores that are there.
Got it.
But if it continues to be damp, you're still certainly going to have a chance of it regrowing. It's not just a matter of opening the windows and drying it out.
You'll be proud of me. I bought a sink yesterday. I'm going to replace the sink in the kitchen. The old porcelain run is gross. So I bought a stainless steel Kohler sink to put in this place. It should be fun. It's fun for me and the guys trying to change you without hiring a plumber. That'll be fun. All right, Tommy the K. Check out the Money Pit newsletter, moneypit.com/newsletter, and the podcast, etc.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.